everyone. I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Alabama! Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain. Their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
45, there goes Davis!
Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran it back 109 yards! Holy cow! Oh my God! Auburn wins! Auburn has won the Iron Bowl!
Oh no! In your life have you seen anything like that?
It's time!
Oh my goodness. Hey, good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to a Thanksgiving edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, as we're broadcasting live today from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama. And as always, today's show is presented by our good friends at McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying at McConnell Automotive. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Boy, I'll tell you, we have a cast of characters in the house with us this morning. First on the totem pole, he is the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, Mr. Bobby Hall. Pro, how was your Thanksgiving? And certainly good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. Good to be here with you and Matt. It's a wonderful day. Had a great Thanksgiving. Went to the farm over in Dufuniak Springs with my daughter and granddaughter, and fed cows and fed chickens and chased bunny rabbits and ferrets. And man, and they had a cast of characters there for Thanksgiving. It was just great. Love that my granddaughter's growing up on a farm. She's got animals all around her, not watching video games all the
That's awesome.
Time. And she's just doing great. But thank you. Had a great Thanksgiving, but it's good to be back in Fairhope, and just a glorious day today, and looking forward to the Iron Bowl.
May I just mention, your granddaughter Sophia is just she is a hoot. She's going to be a character, no doubt about it. And she's just a lovely little girl, I can tell you. Hey, next on the chopping block, one of the proprietors of Bujor's Cajun Grill, the voice, that's how you know him, Mr. Matt Brandt. Matty O, how did you and the lovely Nikki spend your Thanksgiving?
We had a great time. We got to spend time with my youngest son, Tyler, his wife, Anna, and, of course, our grandson, 14-month-old Brooks.
That's right.
So we got to chase him around the yard and try to get pictures and just give him a little bit of all the love he could possibly handle. So, yeah, we had a good time. It was relaxing. It was nice. Of course, Boudreaux's was closed for the day, so we got to spend time with family and eat some good food and do what you do on Thanksgiving.
Good.
Eat food, take a nap, eat more food.
And we can tell. Hey, boy, we got a great show lined up for you for your listening pleasure today. We're going to talk some football. Of course, it is rivalry week. You got the Egg Bowl yesterday. You got the Iron Bowl. The game, that's Ohio State and Michigan. You got the battle for the Chancellor Spurs, which was actually that was Texas and Texas Tech, I believe. But you had Texas and Texas A&M yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about that ball game. And we'll go through all of those and more as we'll get you set up for rivalry week. Some sad news from the golfing world is the very charismatic 2-time major champion Fuzzy Zeller passed away on Thanksgiving Day. He was 74 years old. Not sure what happened. We're going to try to dig into that, but we will certainly look at his career. He caught some heck from 1997 on a little bit of verbiage. On the Tiger deal.
Yeah.
And I think it was, if you know Fuzzy, it was just a joke.
Yeah.
It was just a joke.
And I think when that happened, too, Tiger came out later on. And, I mean, he and Fuzzy were friends.
Exactly.
I mean, they were having good times together. It just goes to show you that there is a in front of the camera or in front of the mic life, and then there's what's behind it. And I think a lot of people really enjoyed Fuzzy.
Media has a tendency of exaggerating, as my mom would say, making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah.
And that certainly was one of them. And media does it to this day on a lot of occasions.
We need in golf especially today, we need more Fuzzy Zellers. We need more Jerry Kellys. We need more Freddie Couples. We need people that can just get in front of the microphone and have a good time and not be so dadgum serious about everything.
Yeah.
This stuff, Colin Montgomery calling out Nelly Korda the other day.
Yeah.
Man, what a you-know-what.
Yeah.
He just – that was uncalled for. We just need people that just have fun and make you relax. That's what I enjoy about Southern Fairways Golf Tour. We have a good hole. We have a bad hole. We're all comrades around there and have a great time. We support each other.
Exactly.
That's the way it should be. And I'm sorry, but we need more Fuzzy Zellers, Jerry Kelly. So
Chichi Rodriguez, Lee Trevino's those type of Peter Jacobson.
Correct.
Those type of guys. That's what we definitely need out there for sure. Hey, on our Boom's Thai Kitchen guest line, we've got Danny Korda coming up in our next segment. He's the executive director for the Mobile Sports Authority. We'll talk a little bit about some upcoming events as well as the Super 7 State Championship that will be played here in Mobile next year. We'll talk Iron Bowl with Danny. I know, Bobby, you've been knowing Danny. I've been knowing Danny a long time. You have as well, obviously from the Fairhope area. But he'll be up in our next segment. Always fun to talk with him. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. He's got a full pregame lineup for all of you Alabama fans out there. He's going to get you set for the Iron Bowl. He's got some inside information that you can only get here, okay? And it is free. It won't cost you anything. Also, for Auburn fans, he's got a little update for you as well. A ton of things to get caught up with Mitch, and he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. I promise you, you will not want to miss that. And then we'll wrap up the show with Joey Johnson. He is the publisher and editor-in-chief of our magazine, Southern Fairways. He's going to be on to tell us about a secret Santa that we would love for all of you to help with. And I think when you hear this very special story, you, like me, will want to help for sure. And then we'll wrap up the hour getting you set for the end. Can you believe it's already the end of college football, the regular season?
It's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. It's gone. It seems like it just started just a few minutes ago. And now we're talking about the Iron Bowl. Now we're talking about coaching carousels. And now we've got this crazy thing that might happen if Bama wins today. They go to play Georgia again in the SEC championship. What a mess.
Did you watch the Texas A&M game yesterday?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, indeed.
And I think a lot of folks had A&M, who was undefeated going to that ball game, saying, no way Texas is going to win.
That's right.
I texted Bobby. Bobby says,
hook him.
Send me this. Hook him.
Hook him.
And of course, John Drago, tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, a good friend of ours, certainly a guy that you've been knowing for a long time, Bobby. He is a huge, huge Texas guy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he knows all the big players there for Texas,
right,
as well. He introduced us to one that said, you cannot take my picture. You remember that?
That's right.
I said, man, I got to get a picture with you.
No.
But big Texas. So I know he's ecstatic about the win yesterday.
Yeah, it was. That was a great ball game. And, you know, when you split the state of Texas, it's 50-50. It's about what it is, maybe 60-40 in favor of Texas. Texas is a tough place to play football. You got so many junior colleges. You got Texas Tech. You got Baylor. You got Rice. You have SMU. You got Houston, Southwest Texas State. I mean, across the state of Texas to recruit all those players, you know, it is just a great state for football, such as Alabama. But hook 'em horns, it changed the dynamics of everything in the playoffs. And now we're going to see what happens. It just puts more emphasis on today. Georgia won yesterday, beat Georgia Tech, so they're in the driver's seat.
What impressed me the most about that game yesterday with Texas, they haven't ran more than 100 yards all season in one game. They pulled over 200 yards yesterday in rushing.
Yeah.
And even at being as good as Texas A&M is, you're probably not coaching for them to run 200 yards in a game. So really good job by Sark. He did his job and coached well, and he got his team up, and more. They did it. They made it happen.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We got a lot to get into in just 1 hour, and I promise you it'll be the fastest hour in radio. We say it all the time, but listen, no worries. If you can't stay with us, you got to get out of the car, you got to go to the house, or get out of the house, whatever, you can go to the FM Talk 106.5 app, or you can go to Radio Alabama, get their free app, and you can take us with you wherever you go. Maybe there's some places we don't want to go with you, but you can take us most anywhere you want to go. All right? So there you go. If you got a question or a comment, 251-343-0106. Again, 251-343-0106. I want to get you caught up on the scores from yesterday. I tell you, the Egg Bowl. Did you watch any of that?
No, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that, Matt?
Yep.
And?
It was what I thought it was. I thought Ole Miss was going to take care of business, and they came in there and did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Now, to ask the question, comes, where's Lane Kiffin going to go?
I have the answer.
Oh, he has the answer.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the insiders are saying he's headed to
Baton Rouge.
Nope. No, I have the carousel all figured out.
Oh, do you?
Coach Huff at Southern Miss goes to Auburn. Lane Kiffin comes to Southern Miss because he feels sorry for us. DeBoer goes to Penn State, and Nick Saban comes back to Alabama.
There you go.
That is it. I have it all figured out.
Wow. I like it. Now, we had our buddy Shane Allen. He was texting earlier. He said, no. He said, let me tell you who the next coach of Auburn's going to be. And it would freak the whole state of Alabama out.
Yeah.
Nick Saban comes out of retirement and goes to Auburn.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. You could only wish.
That's right.
All right. Hey, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we visit with the executive director of the Mobile Sports Authority, Danny Corey. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways. Don't go anywhere.
Hello from beautiful Lake Tahoe. This is Brett Baer with Fox News Channel for your up-to-date golf and sports information news. Please continue to listen to Southern Fairways Radio Show with your host, Randy Bergen, and sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Have a blessed day. Keep a fair, balanced, and unafraid. And by the way, Roll Tide and War Eagle.
You know, we say it during the Prep Sports Report, anytime you can wake up on a Saturday morning, well, that's a good thing to start off with. But whenever you can hear a little Boss Gag, Steely Dan, man, that kind of gets your blood flowing just a little bit, doesn't
especially
it?
Especially at your age. I mean, waking up on Saturday morning.
No, and by the way, belated happy birthday to our good friend, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, who turned 59.
Yes.
Again.
Yes, 59. That sounds really good.
There you go. Many moons ago. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt and Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. Guys, time to go to our Boone's Tie Kitchen guest line and welcome in another good friend of ours. He is executive director of the Mobile Sports Authority, Danny Corty, on the line with us. Danny, how are you doing, my man?
Good morning, Randy. Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, Danny, thank you for taking time to be with us because I know you're real busy, but you're doing some mighty good things over there at the Mobile Sports Authority, one of which Rick and I were talking about in the Prep Sports Report. Obviously, this is Super 7 State Championship Week in high school, and they're in Birmingham, but next year they're going to be right here in Mobile, and that's all the work that you've done and put into it is coming to fruition. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Randy, I appreciate the comments on that. This is something that we've been kind of working for to try to get here since really 2020, once Hancock Whitney Stadium was built and opened up on the University of South Alabama campus. And I'm just one person, but believe me, it's a whole slew of team of people that have come together to make this happen. And it's the city of Mobile, the Mobile County, the University of South Alabama, of course, our board at the Mobile Sports Authority, Visit Mobile, the local hoteliers on the Lodging Association, and the Mobile County Public School System. All these are our partners in this endeavor. And then as we go forward, we're just excited, really excited to have Mobile be the host next year and in 2028 for probably one of the most prestigious events in our state, the football championship. So we're looking forward to it, obviously.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. We're visiting with the executive director of the Mobile Sports Authority, Danny Corty, on the line with us. Bobby?
Hey, Danny, Bobby Hall here. Yeah, I've done a lot of prestigious golf tournaments in the past, and behind the scenes to pull all that together is pretty dynamic. I'm glad you brought up all the names there that you have to deal with. I mean, all the meetings you have to go through and the coordination of everything from, and people don't think a lot about concession stands and things that are going to go on behind the scenes. Tell us, you mentioned some of the people. Who are some of the key people that have helped you put this together? I know you said many of the organizations, but there's got to be some more people behind it that are just key to this whole operation.
Well, Bobby, again, it's great talking to you, and you know I've helped with some golf tournaments over the years too. And you're right, there's so many details that go down into it. This next year will be a 4-day event for the Super 7. It's usually a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it will be in Birmingham next week. But in our bid, because of the way South Alabama is, we have two locker rooms. So we asked them to consider going to 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The Central Board approved that several months ago. So we're going to be the first 4-day event. As to answer your question, I mean, there's just so many people. But it starts with our first division of our Mobile Sports Authority Board. John Williams is our chairman, former city councilman, and we have a very engaged board. But then you go to the city, Mayor Stimson in the past, the city council was very big in it. Of course, the Mobile County Commission, the three commissioners, Dewitt, Ludgood, and Hudson, all were a part of it. Then you go to the Visit Mobile, our tourism folks, and the hoteliers, and they bought in immediately too and helped fund it. And then you go to the Mobile County Public School System, and they're going to be a big part of the volunteer base with Brad Lowell as the AD in Mobile County. And, of course, last but not least, the University of South Alabama, Joel Erdman and Coach Applewhite and that crew. They had to agree to it before we really went much further. And President Bonner and Coach Erdman, they saw the advantage and just you know what it could mean for South Alabama to bring in all these people on their campus that may not have ever been on campus. So it's a win-win for everybody. And the one thing we want to do is make it special. And that's sort of our motto for our event next year is make it special. And we're going to make it special in a uniquely Mobile way is what we hope to do.
And I got to tell you, I think that stadium is absolutely perfect for this championship venue. I think it works out great. And for it to be a 4-day event, we were talking earlier with Mark Laster at Coach Bayside, and it being just 3 days shortens up your week as a coach, as a player, kind of throws things off just a little bit. You're not in a regular routine. Having 4 days does make it a lot better. All right, we're visiting with Danny Cordy, Executive Director for the Mobile Sports Authority. Did you want to say something, Danny?
Yeah, you mentioned going to 4 days. What I noticed when I've been to the Super Sevens at Auburn, Alabama, and Birmingham, but what I've noticed on the 3 days is the kickoffs are at 11:03 and 7:00, and it seems like at the end of the game they want to give you a trophy and get you off the field. I just think that there needs to be a little bit more that the players enjoying it on the field and have the parents enjoy it, and it just seems to me instead of rushing them off the field. That's another reason I'd ask Coach Harmon to consider going to 4 days, not only the locker room situation, but that. And again, we were fortunate enough that they agreed to do it.
I think you're absolutely right. Matt?
Hey, great to have you on. Really excited to hear about what's coming to Mobile. What kind of events do you have going on over the next year or so?
Well, Matt, one of the reasons I think we were considered for Super 7 is several years ago we brought the North-South All-Star football game back to Mobile. It was and the Alabama-Mississippi game back to Mobile. The North-South game had never been here until, I believe, 2020. And what we had to do, because as we all know, the AHSAA office is Montgomery, and most two-thirds of your member schools are from Shelby County North, so we had to get their attention. So we agreed to bring the North-South football game, all-star game here, and bring the Alabama-Mississippi game back here that was, of course, started here in the late 80s. So that's what we did. So we do have the North-South all-star game the week, not next week, but the following week coming in here with all the senior players from all over the state going to be playing also at Hancock-Whitney Stadium on Friday afternoon, December 12th. We also have a major volleyball tournament. We started a tournament called the Volley Jolly Christmas Tournament 6-7 years ago with about 30 teams, and now we're well over 100 teams that we play that at the convention center. And December for our hotels is usually a little bit light on occupancy, so we wanted to try to to bring some events into December to help the hotels, and so that's why another reason we did that. And at the end of the month, Coach Robinson, Richard Robinson, has the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic high school basketball tournament right after Christmas at Bishop State University of Mobile. So our December's pretty busy, just to name a few.
Boy, it certainly sounds like it. And look, and Danny, I'll just tell you, looking at this group of characters here, I think we would qualify for that volley jolly event. Because after Thanksgiving, it looks like we all have a turkey in our belly. Hey, we're visiting with Danny Cordy, the executive director for the Mobile Sports Authority. Danny, I only got you for another minute or so, but I do want to ask you real quick. It is rivalry week. You got Alabama and Auburn coming on at 6:30 tonight. How do you see this ball game? And we listen with bated breath in which direction you're going to go here.
Well, I'm an Alabama alumni, so that, do I need to say anything else?
There and, you go.
The last two times,
you do not.
It's the Jared Hare. Everybody calls it the Haunted Mansion, but the last two times it's Alabama has kind of come out on that end, but I tell you, I think it's going to be the 3 to 7 point game. And of course, I'm pulling for Alabama, but it would not shock me for Auburn to pull the upset, because Auburn has some talent, and you're seeing that talent now come out offensively with Coach Nix and Coach Austin running the offense. So it's going to be fun, that's for sure.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look, it's a big game for both teams. Obviously, for Alabama, if they can get it, then they have a chance to go play in the SEC championship. For Auburn, it looks like if they can win the ball game, they can get bowl eligible. So there's a lot of things going on. Of course, they're looking for a coach. Who's going to be the next coach at Auburn? We had a text earlier that said Coach Saban's coming out of retirement. Guys, he's going to upset the apple cart, and he's headed to Auburn.
I think Coach Saban's enjoying retirement too much. You're not going to be able to do that.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, Danny, you're doing an awesome job, dude. You are doing fantastic, and we're all, you know, proud of you and want to support you any way we can. And I want to thank you for taking time to be on with us, and look forward to having you back on with us throughout 2026. Anything we can do to help, please do not hesitate to give us a call and let us help in any way, okay?
Well, thank you, Randy, and guys. Y'all have a good day, and thank you for having me on. Just call anytime.
All right, buddy. There you go. Danny Cordy, Executive Director for the Mobile Sports Authority. Bob, he's doing a great job.
Oh, I mean, man, he's been kicking. All that he has to deal with, well, behind the scenes and coordinating people, that's tough.
That's a lot of moving parts.
He's the guy that can put that together.
Danny is a special guy.
He sure is. You talk about the earlier segment with Coach. Have patience.
Yeah,
that's right.
Danny has to have a lot of patience and all that. Thank you. And I'd love to have him back on again. That was a great segment.
Yeah, he does a great job, no doubt. Rivalry week, let's kind of go through just a couple of them. How about Kentucky and Louisville? You got Clemson, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at Tennessee, Missouri at Arkansas, and, of course, Alabama on the road to the Plains to take on those Tigers. That should be a good ball game, no doubt. We saw yesterday Texas A&M and Texas. We talked a little bit about it. Texas gets the win 27-17. How about that Georgia Tech game? I think last year, didn't they go to 8 overtimes or something like that?
It was a contested game last year. It was yesterday. No one wanted to score.
16-9 the final of that.
That was
Ole Miss gets the win over Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, 38-19. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're headed to – yep, we're headed up that way, up 65. We're going to go to Auburn on 85. Visit with Mitch McConnell. He's going to get you caught up. If you're an Alabama fan, stick around. You want to hear what he says. If you're an Auburn fan, you probably want to stick around and hear what he says. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, along with the voice, Mr. Matt Brandt, and also the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall is what we call him. Glad to have all of you here with us as well. Let me mention real quick, going to go to our guest line here in just a second, but Glen Lakes is hosting the Winter Two-Player Open Scramble that happens next weekend, the 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday, 8:30 shotguns each day. Bobby, you have some trophies there, okay? And you won't be able to play because you're headed to Orlando for the Pro Rival.
Correct.
That John Smoltz and his crew have put together. So you have you're one of the head officials there.
That's correct. Be headed to Orlando Pro Rivals. It'll be at Evergreen, which used to be Grand Cypress. Be glad to be there that week. And sorry, I have to miss the Winter Classic. Is one of my favorites. And yes, we've won a little gold there before. Me and Randy have. We slipped in there behind the scenes. Nobody expected us, and we came out of the pack.
We stayed under the radar.
But thanks for David Musial putting that on. It is a fun event. I hope the weather holds for you and it's not too chilly.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. I'll be playing with Dirt. Adam Weldon will be my partner, so we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh well, Dirt has a cart cover. He has the gas heater.
Do not He'll worry. Be just fine. Do not worry. It doesn't matter what the weather is. You're going to be warm, Mister.
I've looked ahead. It's a high of 55 with a slight chance of rain. Wind north 10 to 15. So good luck, sir.
Perfect. That would be great. Hey, listen, seriously, you could be two men, two ladies, couples, parent, junior. They're all flighted. So give David a call, 251-955-1220. Get signed up. You got to do it, I think, by Monday or Tuesday. So be a part of it. It will be a ton of fun. All right, guys, time to go back to our guest line. Let's welcome in one of our great partners, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. He's got his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football. He's been with the players, the coaches. Mitch, you got to lay it out for us because we're just hours away from the Iron Bowl being played in a haunted house, as they say, in Auburn.
Speaking of a haunted house, Randy, we got cut off, and I just reconnected the second you introduced me on the radio. I hope that's not an omen, my friend.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Well, I hope it's a good one then. I hope it's a good one. Hey, Mitch. Tell us what's going on. Yeah, fill us in on everything, what you've heard, what the coaches are saying, what the players are saying, what's the atmosphere. I mean, lay it all out for us because this is going to be – this game has got a lot of implications to it. So we need good news here. If you're an Alabama fan, we need good news.
I think I have pretty good news, Randy, but I was going to ask you, since we talk privately a lot, do you want me to lie to you on the radio? I think the coaches had a take, and the players had a take, and I tell you, it was a little bit different because the coaches are a little nervous. They know that they only have a couple weeks of game film, really one game, Vanderbilt, to see what Auburn looks like without Hugh Freeze, you know? So, they know it's going to be a tough environment, and ultimately the offenses look completely different after the offensive savant and quarterback whisperer Hugh Freeze left the planes. So I think there's a lot of unknowns, but Randy, the players are extremely confident. Caden Proctor is one of the kids I hung out with last night. He had a little twinkle in his eye because there's a couple plays that might happen tonight with the big boy getting the ball. But ultimately, you have it. I said, Caden, are you going to get the ball? He said, Mitch, I'm going to score. So I hope we get to see that as Alabama fans. And what a great kid. He just talked about his journey from the beginning to the end at Alabama, where he is and how grateful he is. But he said, man, I promise you, this is the most locked in our team has been in the last 2 years to play a football game. We know we have to win. We know it's going to be tough. But ultimately, the confidence from the players comes from how close they are. Randy, the coaches, Ryan Grubb, some of the other guys on defense, like Christian Robinson, Kane Womack, they just expressed that losing to Oklahoma may actually help Alabama in the Iron Bowl. And we scratch our heads because there's so much on the line. But the way that it might help Alabama is there's no margin for error. You can't start slow. You can't turn the ball over. So I'm excited to see what happens, but there's a lot of passion at the team hotel. Ryan Williams, all these guys, they're not overconfident. They seem pissed off, if I can say that on the radio, and mad to prove that they're one of the best teams in the country, and what better place to do that but the Kerr Stadium for Alabama fans of Jordan Hare at a night game. So I'm excited
as we all are, both Alabama and Auburn fans are anxious to watch this. I think one of the things – there's two things I want to bring up real quick. Obviously, for Alabama, I think one of the keys will be that offensive line, Proctor being involved in that offensive line, giving Simpson just enough time to get to deliver the ball. We got to have established a running game for sure. And then on the other side – this Duke Knight. Coach Cleveland said perhaps one of the best quarterbacks he's ever seen in high school ball. And now he'll be playing. He played extremely well last week for Auburn. He's going to be a key factor in here as well. So the defense is going to have to keep their eye on this little lefty that is going to be a good quarterback for Auburn if he stays there. But talk about that offensive line. What do they have to do? Are they focused in on their jobs?
Well, first of all, I think our coaches are expecting to see Ashton Daniels, not Deuce Knight, based off some things that they know. But either guy is a dynamic player, right? Deuce Knight's got some talent. We saw it against an inferior team last year. But as far as the offensive line,
sure,
there are some injury concerns, Randy, and Michael Carroll. You got guys moving around. You may even see Jackson Lloyd, the boy from Franklin, Tennessee, today. As a result, they were talking about it last night. What would we do when we need even a sixth offensive lineman? But you said it. The defense for Auburn is awfully good. Where's their weakness, guys? The only weakness in Auburn fans probably that know football know it might be in their backfield. We've got the best group of wide receivers ready to explode that have not really exploded this year for big down-the-field plays. So I think there's a lot of emphasis on short passes, getting some running game going, even using Ty Simpson as a runner on purpose to open up, to slow down that pass rush and give Ty a little bit of time. If he has time, I think you're going to see a guy really play at what he was playing at, you know, six games ago, a Heisman Trophy level. But it's going to be a lot of pressure, a lot of noise. But the offensive line, Randy, will be a huge key to give Ty a little time, but also create some room in the running game for Daniel Hill, for Jam Miller, maybe see A.K. Deere tonight too, guys, because Kevin Riley
That'll be interesting to see. Okay, well, that's news we needed to know about as well. Visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive, talking Iron Bowl. Bobby?
Hey, Mitch, Bobby Hall here. You know, in the Oklahoma loss, Alabama, how you doing, Mitch? Glad you're up there in Roll Tide.
I'm not sure, Bobby, I'm glad I'm up here, but Roll Tide back to you and War Eagle all my office.
Well, turnovers was the big
key. Now it reverses the curse when you just love on them and pull for them. I used to not do that. Now I'm okay with it.
Well, you're in the car business.
You've got to reverse the curse, Bobby. What you thinking about?
Well, we had those three bad turnovers in the loss to Oklahoma, and on paper we won on the offensive, passing, rushing, everything, time of possession. So turnovers is a big key. That's what scares me, and I hope we hold on the ball. But how is our kicking game, our specialty teams, you know, that they've got to come through because this is going to be a very close one. How is our kicking team doing?
You know, I don't feel great about that. I wish I could lie to you, but I asked the exact question of our special teams guys last night, and they feel like Talty has had a great week. But, you know, game pressure, just like in golf, you might be a good putter until you got to make a four-footer to make the cut or win $50. And we're going to find out because there's no more pressure, as we know. Watching the kick six was a great example. Long kick, but he wasn't even close. So I think it could be a big key. But the emphasis from Coach DeBoer and Ryan Grubb, Bobby, is the turnovers. It's Ty being better with ball security when he's in the pocket and he's got edge rushers coming around, not being loose with the ball. And really what has changed is Ryan Grubb, when you watch Keelan Russell and you saw Austin Mack last week, those guys went 14 for 16, I believe. But guess what? They weren't able to check at the line of scrimmage, change things. And I think what Ryan Grubb is doing by being on the field, not only is he looking at the running backs and the offensive linemen to see that toughness, but he wants to be in Ty Simpson's face, reminding him not to try to overthink things and be too much of a Peyton Manning on the field. But let's simplify this a little bit. And you know, even A.J. McCarron and I talked, he said Ty is in his head because he's almost too smart, Bobby. So the kicking game worries me, but the emphasis on the offense and game plan and ball security excites me. I think what happened in the Oklahoma game is something that cannot happen tonight. This is a comparable team, even though Auburn's got a rough record. We know their record could be three or four losses better and wins better. So I think ball security is big. If it comes down to a field goal, Randy and Bobby, I'm going to walk out of the stadium and get on my knees and just say a prayer and listen to the response. I'm not going to watch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There'll be millions of Alabama fans doing the same thing. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell. Only got about 2 minutes left here. Matt, I know you got a question.
Hey, Mitch. Always good to have you on, buddy. Glad you're up there pulling Matt for the Tide and doing what we have to do to get the win. I got to ask you about this Lane Kiffin stuff. What do you think about Lane Kiffin? Do you think he is headed to Baton Rouge, or what are your thoughts? What are you hearing from the guys up there?
Well, there's two things on the coaching front. I've got pretty good information on both, and one of them is that DJ Durkin and some mad Auburn boosters, that somehow it got to him this week from the AD that he probably, even winning the Iron Bowl, is not a candidate for the head coaching job. I don't know if that's true, but what I was told is some players got very despondent. Somehow they found out. And maybe the Auburn practice has not been as spirited as it was the last 2 weeks because they really love DJ Durkin. So that's one interesting thing that might help Alabama. But on the front, I think Lane Kiffin will be announcing he is wearing purple and gold, and it will be the controversy of college football because will the AD and the president let him coach in the playoffs? If they don't, he's going to look real stupid. They might look stupid, but you think about it, without him on the field – coaching, if they lose, it's his fault. If they win without him, then they didn't need him. I think it's very interesting, but I really believe Lane finds a way to get himself in trouble even when he's cleaned his act up, guys, is the bottom line. He is the centerpiece of college football. And, he may fall on his head, he may not. But really, what are you going to LSU for when you've gotten a team to the playoffs in the SEC? It's a whole lot of interesting stuff going on, but I do think that he has made that decision, and we'll find that out today. If I'm wrong, I'll be happy for him and Ole Miss.
Well, he's like a Rolling Stone. He's got it made at Oxford. He can ask for as much money as he wants to stay. They'll pay him. He's got a team that's going to the playoffs. They've done something they've never done before. They won two? Is this their second season? They've gotten 10 plus wins.
First ever.
What do you need to prove it?
Season last year was 11.
There you go. So I mean, what are you going to do at Baton Rouge? And I'm going to tell you, to me, it does not feel like a fit. It feels like it's almost like Brian Kelly at LSU. That feels the same way. Looking at Lane Kiffin on that LSU sideline, it does not look like it fits to me. But hey, $92 million, dude, I will be.
Yeah,
I'll go coach.
Money. But Randy, the deal that I know his agent, I know his other agent, so, and I know Lane, so I know more than I can really say, but I'll say this. LSU, it's not Lane Kiffin's money. He'll get that from Ole Miss. What it is the allure of being in a top five program. He grew up thinking that was a job, a dream job, like USC said was a dream job. Alabama would be a dream job. There's three or four places that would allure him, but it's the money they promised him for his assistant. Not just assistant coaches, but analysts, and for his roster. So, let's get an Iron Bowl win.
Roll Tide.
Hey,
roll
safe travels as always, Mitch. Great report. We're looking forward to the Iron Bowl and Roll Tide for sure. You be safe. All right, talk to you
Alabama
soon.
Alabama players are fired up, Randy. So let's get it.
That's what we want to hear. All right, we'll take a timeout when we come back. We visit with Joey Johnson. Got some Secret Santa to tell you about. Don't go anywhere. More right after this. We said at the very beginning, fastest hour in radio, goes by extremely fast. Matt, this has flown by.
Yep.
This is like Santa's sleigh. It's fast. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, Matt Brandt, Bobby Hall. And guys, time to go back to our phone lines. Welcome in the publisher and editor-in-chief of our magazine, Southern Fairways, Joey Johnson, on the line with us. Joey, how you doing, my man?
Randy, doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, doing great. I mean, it's Iron Bowl day. We got a lot of rivalry games going on, some that have already been played, and we're going to talk about those in just a few moments. But you've got something happening right now, and it is called Operation Secret Santa. And listen, this is a gift. If you donate, your name gets put in hat. Wait, let me do this. Joey, why don't you tell us all about it?
Okay, Randy, I'll be glad to. Well, first of all, you can go right onto our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and you can see the details. And there's going to be a link there to the GoFundMe page. So everybody can go there for all the details, but I'll give you the highlights. This is a lady we're trying to help meet some of her monthly expenses every month. She unfortunately has had some pretty serious health issues, and her expenses currently are exceeding her income. And this is a person who really just takes time to help other people, and she's never asked for anything, and she knows nothing about this. So it truly is a secret Santa situation. So we tried to sweeten the pot a little bit by donating some gifts. So based on your donation, you have an opportunity also to win some pretty nice prizes. We've turned it into a bit of a raffle. And all that information is on our website.
And let me say, for the golf in the family, this is a pretty nice little deal here. Can I tell them what it is, Joey? Or is that secret too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No. It's all there. But sure, go right ahead, Rand.
Well, okay. When you donate, one entry $20, three entries $50, 10 entries $100. When you donate, your name will go in a hat. You will have a chance to win a Cleveland wedge, two dozen Tricks On golf balls, a golf trunk organizer, one 2026 Southern Fairways Golf Tour membership, which is transferable. So you got a value of over $400 going into what you're doing. The purpose of this is to help someone, and you could be a recipient of a nice little prize package should you decide to do this. But if you'll go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, you'll see it. Scroll down, you'll see all of it. And as Joey mentioned, there is a link right there that allows you to do it. And you can do this on Venmo as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can use our Venmo, which is at Southern Fairways, or you can click the link on the website, and it will take you to the GoFundMe page. So either way will work. And, just an opportunity to help someone locally right here in our backyard who again, really, really could use some help right now, right? And it's a great opportunity to help somebody right here in our own backyard.
Hey, Joey, it's Matt. Great to have you on. Great to talk with you. Always love hearing good things around this time of the year that people do and put together to help others. It's just what's so special about the holidays, and I'm glad you're doing something like this for somebody local. How long do we have to put into the raffle and to donate?
Sure. We're going to run it right up until about a week before Christmas, so the 18th or 20th. We're keeping it sort of flexible right now, but at least that long, so then we have an opportunity to get the funds in line and get those over to her for Christmas.
That'll be great. Guys, again, check it out, southernfairwaysgolf.com. And listen, even if you're not a golfer and you just want to donate, you can donate any amount you want. If you're not a golfer, you can say, hey, give that to someone else if you should win, whatever you want to do. But it's more important. The more important thing is to help this lady out who has helped so many people and not asking for any help. And she needs some help right now. So let's see if we can all jump on board and do that. And I think it's a great thing that's happening right now. So good stuff. Bobby, did you want to say something? You look like you want
no,
to say
just,
something.
Big thank you. Good to see, you know, good hearts coming together and helping somebody out. Thank you for sharing that. And certainly be online just as soon as I get back to work, and you'll see a donation from Mr. Hall here.
Good stuff.
Glad to help out.
Good stuff. For sure.
Great, Bobby. Great.
Hey,
well,
Joey,
my wife Lisa started this, so we just kind of jumped on board, and I said, hey, can we get involved and help you help this lady? And she said, absolutely. The more the merrier. So here we go.
would love to blow the doors off this, help this lady out, no doubt about it. SouthernFairwaysGolf.com, check it out for sure, and donate, doesn't matter what it is. Any donation certainly will help. All right, Joey, let's take just a moment, guys, and go around. It is rivalry week. We've got some games. I'm going to get to y'all's picks real quick. We'll start at 11 o'clock on the ACC Network. Kentucky will be at Louisville. Kentucky 5-6. I think Stoops has done a great job. He should stay at Kentucky. Louisville comes in 7-4. How do you see this game right here? And I'll start with you, Matt.
Well, right now, I think Kentucky's up against the wall as far as bowl eligibility goes. So I think they're going to get in there and play a little harder today to get to that 6-6 status and make that bowl. So I'm going to go with Kentucky taking out Louisville.
Bobby?
Louisville was a big rivalry with Southern Miss years ago. They play tough. I'm going with Louisville.
Okay, Joey, I'm going to get your pick on that one.
Okay. I like Mike Stoops. His teams have been a little hot and cold. He needs more consistency, but I'm a fan.
We lost him. What did you say? I'm on the cliff here. Say again, Joey, who did you pick?
Sorry. I like Mike Stoops. I said his teams have been a little hot and cold at times, but I'm going with Kentucky.
See, and that's who I'm going with. I think there's an upset here. I think Kentucky wins that one. I do, before we get into some of these others, Bobby, let me go, because you came in here sporting your 1974?
1874.
That's what it looked like. 1874 jacket that said Southern Miss cheerleader on the back of it. Southern Miss, they have a little bit of a rivalry today. They'll be taking on Troy.
Taking on Troy. That's been a big battle over the years. And Troy, fortunately for them, has upset Southern Miss quite a bit. But they're in our backyard today, so I'm going to go with Golden Eagles and Coach Huff. And Troy hadn't played quite as good as they have over the last few years. But so Southern Miss will upset Troy, win that game in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to go with Southern Miss because Huff has done a great job for Southern Miss. The sad thing for Southern Miss fans, Huff probably won't be your coach next year, okay?
Possibly.
He's probably going to go somewhere. Joey, who do you pick, Southern Miss or Troy?
Yeah, I have a history and affinity for both schools, but I am going with Southern Miss today.
There you go.
So, Matt?
Yeah, I think I got to round it up, too, there. I think it's going to be a close game. If I was betting man and I was going with the points, I would take Troy plus the 6.5. But I think Southern Miss takes it, but it's going to be a close one.
All right, there you go. All right, let's move real quick. Clemson, South Carolina, they will be that'll be on the SEC Network at 11 o'clock. They'll be in William-Brice Stadium there in Columbia, South Carolina. Guys, I'm going to start this one off. I'm going, although South Carolina has a 4-7 record, Clemson a 6-5, I think South Carolina finds a way to win. Matt?
I agree. I think South Carolina's got it, and I think we might have – another coach enter the carousel after a Clemson loss. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, he could. Dabo could be. He could be packing some bags.
That's
Bobby,
right.
South Carolina.
Go Joey,
I'm going to go against the grain. I just have a feeling Clemson wins this one.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. Let's run through these. We only got about a minute left here. LSU and Oklahoma. Matt.
LSU. Pull up the upset.
LSU.
Joey.
Oklahoma.
Okay, and I don't want to pull for either one of these teams, so I'm gonna buy myself out of this one.
Chicken.
Listen, I think LSU finds a way to win this. All right, so there you go.
There you go.
All right, Vanderbilt, Tennessee. This is going to be a good ball game. Vanderbilt comes in ranked 14th. Tennessee comes in 19th. They're in Neyland Stadium there in Knoxville. I'll say that Tennessee finds a way to win this one. Joey, how do you see it?
Yeah, I agree. I kind of got a pull for Vandy probably, but Tennessee wins.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's got it at home.
Vanderbilt, upset.
Nice.
Even though they are at Neyland.
Neyland Stadium. There you go. You can watch that ball game, by the way, on ESPN at 2:30. All right. Also on the SEC Network at 2:30 will be Missouri and Arkansas. Guys, I think we can go around the table here and say Missouri gets that one.
Yes.
All right. You would agree with that, right?
Yep.
All right. On ESPN 2 at 3:30, Florida State in Florida. They'll be down at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium there in Gainesville. Matt, Florida State or Florida?
That's a toss up to me. I'm going to go with Florida, home field.
Okay. All right.
Na 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 na. Florida State.
All right. There you go, Joey. How do you see it?
Yeah. Chomp chomp. The Gators win.
Chomp, chomp. Well, see, and I pull for the SEC every time I can, but I don't think Florida can win this one. I think Chop Chop gets this one. So we're back and forth there. So here we go. We wrap it up at 6:30 tonight on ABC, Alabama at Jordan-Hare Stadium there on the plains of Auburn. They'll take on those Auburn Tigers, Matt.
All right, I'm going to go with my son Tyler's pick today. He's pulled out an old score from a beatdown that Notre Dame was given. He wants Bama 42-14.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, roll tide.
Bobby?
24-21.
Joey?
Yeah, it's a struggle offensively, but Alabama scores more touchdowns. 24-16, Alabama.
I'm going to go Alabama gets the win. I don't care if it's by a point. Alabama gets the win. Hey, guys, thank you all for hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun. We want to thank our director and producer, Steve Stanley, Matt, Joey, Bobby. All of y'all have a great day. Go Alabama. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. And for the whole entire cast, I am Randy Bergen. Have a great day. See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.